the sugyas and Shabbos on Monday night, Oil Chav Dalet Kislev. It makes no sense to say that Mishatishka Achama Shatichle Regel Menashuk doesn't mean that actual time frame. It just is a way of saying a half hour. So it would have said a half hour. Why talk in such a funny way? Okay, that's what I hold. Anyway, that's not the point here. Now we're going to focus on the first merits of the Ilo Madlik Madlik. Also, according to the first Lashon, there's no basis really to say that you have to light candles for half hour. If you light 15 minutes into the Zman, so you only have to have it burn for 15 minutes. You only have to have it burn for 15 minutes. You don't need it to burn for half hour, according to the first Lashon. According to the second Lashon, there's a shear of how long it has to burn for. And that shear is kept even if you light afterwards.
It doesn't say to burn that long. What are you?
Yes,
what do Havdalah also means?
Forget the word. You don't mean Havdalah also means. You mean Kavsa Zakatlah. That doesn't mean it doesn't have to burn for half an hour. I mean, for the evidence, it went out. You don't have to relight it.
But that's the shear rate. When the lighting is done, it has to have a certain amount of oil.
Yeah, right. And that shear is a half hour.
But whatever it is, I'm just saying. But with shear means.
I won't argue with you. It means it's supposed to burn for half hour. What happens if it doesn't? So you could leave it.
Okay.
So according to the second lesson, there's a shear of a half hour. So presumably, whenever you light, there'll be a shear of a half hour. That's what it means. But according to the first lesson, there's no talk of a shear of a half hour. And if you light 15 minutes into the Zman, it would only have to burn for 15 minutes. For the next 15 minutes. Okay. The Rishonim decided is a half hour. Okay. Tosfos says that according to the first Lashon, you do not light afterwards. Right? Like the Rambam says it explicitly. But Tosfos says, Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa, if you miss this man, you should light, because there's two Lashonos in the Gemara. And according to the second Lashon, you could light after this man. So, you know, maybe we pass on like the second Lashon. So you do have to light, but you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. You're only lighting yourself. According to the first Lashon, you do not light after half hour. According to the second Lashon, you do. So we light, we suffer. Then the Tosfos says that Bizman Hazeh, Ato, Akshod, we don't care when you light, because we're only lighting for the B'nai Bayis. Because we're lighting the Bifnim, so we're lighting for the B'nai Bayis. So there's no Tichle Regel Menashuk. That's what Tosfos says. Okay. Now the Mechaber Paskins like that. That your madlik at your tichle regel menashuk, umiu hanimili lechatchila, but b'niyeved if over zelzman madlik b'hoyle chala laila. But it's really not. Here's going to be the problem, and we're not going to get to the solution. It's not exactly tosis, because according to tosis, you wouldn't make a bracha, because you're lighting the suffix. Maybe we pass on like the second loss. But in the Mechaber, you light with a bracha, even after the Zman. So you have to say the Mechaber doesn't hold like Tosfos. The Mechaber holds like the Rashba. I know I'm not going in order now, because I have to leave, so I'm giving a jumble. The Rashba and other Rishonim are chaylik with Tosfos about the first Lashon. And they hold that even according to the first Lashon, after the Zman, you still have to light it. You're just not, and now there's a machlokes achrayim, what those rishonim hold. Do they hold that there's a semblance of pirsum hanes? There are people up and around, people are walking around. It's not like the streets don't empty out after tichle regel menashuk, even though tichle regel menashuk means tichle regel menashuk. But some. The Rishonim speak out because there are some people around, or you say that there's a mitzvah shadlocha, and even if there won't be person and nesh, the way Chazal envisioned, but you have to light anyway. It's a mitzvah to light the neiros. Okay. No, there's a machlekes according to the first lashon. If you can light yesterday, there's man. There's a machlekes. Right, machlekes rishonim. And the rishonim that say you could, the machlekes why? The rishonim why? Now the Mishnah.
It's a suffix. Why is it that you can't make a bracha? According to Tosfos,
if it's misafik, you don't make a bracha misafik. Because it's the fake of the dina. How we paskin?
But the whole din is being wrong.
So we don't make a bracha. So we brachas lahakol.
You're not missing the rabbanim. What did you say? Shem Hashem. What's the story? Shem Hashem.
Now, but that's only according to Tosfos. Now, when the Ramos says that Bizman Azeh, it doesn't matter when you light, because we light for the B'nai Bayis, so the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that, first of all, it's Til Amud HaShachar, Ubi Bracha. He's going to B'nai Bayis. He's not entering the discussion of what is the first loss at home. This is a whole new ball game that Bizman Azel, that it's for Ibn Bayis, so Bizman doesn't really matter. Because you're writing for Mibifnim. Now, so Mishnah Berurah speaks out, though, that by the same token, the Ibn Bayis have to be up. If they're sleeping, Mishnah Berurah says a tremendous chiddush. He doesn't say it A tremendous chiddush. If they're sleeping, you light without a bracha. Just like then. What?
If you live alone.
Right, so that's the question. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That Yadlik below bracha, just like they wouldn't light after Tichla Regal Menashuk, and if they did, they didn't make a bracha, so you also don't make a bracha if the Bnei Bayis aren't up. It's the Mogan Avram. So now, the Achrayim ask on that, because the Mishnah Berurah says that, first of all, if a person's alone, would you say, according to the Magen Avraham, that if a person's alone, he should light without a bracha? No place can say that. And certainly the din is to light with a bracha. So, why is it worse? So I have a teretz. I once said, I don't think it's so far-fetched to say that if there's a chiyuv persumei nisa, then your chiyuv becomes whatever persumei nisa you're able to do. If you're alone, so that's it. That's what you do. You're doing it for yourself. But if you have b'nei bayis, then you have a chiyuv persumei nisa to the b'nei bayis. And if they're not up, then you can't make a bracha. It mamish affects the tzuras ha-mitzvah, because if there's a mitzvah the far same, so each person has his world of being the farsim, and he has to do it. And if he can't do it, that's my teretz to this question. Okay.
Should you wake them up?
No comment. Pretend that they have school the next day. Okay. Now, I told you the sheet is a Rashba, right? If the sheet Rashba holds, everybody holds, you can light afterwards.
Rashba says all night.
What?
Rashba says all night.
Well, my son say till Chatzos, brother. Obviously, that would be those who say till Chatzos hold, because there's a shtickle person who is even afterwards, so if the Chatzos he holds, is nothing. But now it becomes relevant the first mission in Brachos. When do people go to sleep? So maybe you should say you can't light after the Ashur or Rishona. Or according to Chachamim, until Chatzos.
The Rashba supposedly brings the Mishnah in Megillah.
Yes, but that's the Rashba's view. The Rashba's view is that the Mitzvah's Hadlokas told you the Rashi holds that even according to the first Lashon, it could light afterwards. Some say, because there's still somewhat of a person on Asia. The Rashba brings down the Mishnah and Gillah, that was a Mitzvah of Alayla, a Mitzvah of Kol Alayla. Now, to quote that Mishnah means really he's not even judging it with the criterion of Pirsum Nisa. In other words, to just call it Dovashem, Mitzvah of Alayla, Mitzvah of Kol Alayla, to say that it could enter into that category of Dovashem, Mitzvah of Alayla, Dovashem, Mitzvah of Alayla, Mitzvah of Kol Alayla, negates the whole angle of Pirsum Hanes from the mitzvah, which is legitimate. To say the Rugged Shoma says really that there's two dinim here. That there's a mitzvah. The Rambam has a funny lesson. Let me quote you the Rambam. The Rambam says,
The
Rambam has a funny lesson. The Rambam says he describes the nace of the Bilchama and then the nace of the candles, and then he says, "Umitneze heskinu chachamim sheba osu ador sheyu shmonas yamim elu b'tchilos on 25th of Kislev umadlikim behen aneiros be'erev al pisrei habotim kolayla v'layla v'yamim elu hanikran Chanukah." And then he said at the end, "Vadlokas aneiros behen mitzvah medivrei sofer k'kriyas hamagila." It's a little. Sound a little redundant. He describes first people lighting the Neiros al Pisrei Habotim, and then at the then he interrupts saying there's Chanukah and he's made a Yom Tov out of it. And then he says that there's a mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros. So the Rebbe Shlomo wants to learn that there's a mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros, sort of even minutak in the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. It's there in the Gemara. Doesn't sound like it's in the Gemara. Doesn't sound like it's in the Gemara. But that's what the Rabbi Shalom says. And there's a mitzvah for Sumi Nisa. Then he has a whole piece of Torah that Batla Megillas Tainis, so the mitzvah for Sumi Nisa was also Batla. It's just the mitzvah that Lachas Neiros stayed. That's just Kiddush, but it doesn't work out because we passed in many ramifications of saying that even nowadays the Esam Chefs of the Mitzvah is Mitzvah's Pirsumei Nisa. But you can still say without the Rabbi Shabbos Chiddush that nowadays it's only the Mitzvah, the dry Mitzvah, not Pirsumei Nisa, but you can certainly still say that the Mitzvah involves two parts, the Maisa Mitzvah and the Pirsumei Nisa. So, that's a question. The Issa Hesper and the Titus goes to the Yom Tov, and you start with such Chakiris. Is the Issa Hesper and the Titus because of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, or because of the Pazim is because of the Yom Tov of Chanukah? Or maybe it's because it's a day where you do Pirsumei Nisa and Issa, you say Hallel. So, okay. That's basically it. So I don't know. I mean, I guess meanwhile we should assume I'm not coming in.
If we can get something together.